Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something kind of meta today. We're tackling learning itself.
Quite a good time for a little meta.
All right. Specifically, we're looking at this idea of connectivism. How does it stack up against, you know, more traditional structured learning, like what some folks call instructivism?
Yeah.
And, well, you've got some fascinating research lined up for this, so I'm excited to dig in.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
So, like, imagine this. You want to learn something new, right? Do you prefer someone just handing you a step-by-step guide, like a roadmap? Or would you rather just dive in and explore, kind of figuring things out as you go?
Ooh, yeah.
That's basically the big debate we're wading into.
And it's not just about, like, learning styles, you know? This really gets into how we understand knowledge itself, how we build it, how it's shared, even what it means to really, truly know something.
Totally. And to guide us through this whole thing, we're turning to Stephen Downes. He's a huge proponent of connectivism, and he really he gets into the weeds on this in a presentation we've got. He's actually, like, directly critiquing a research paper that's arguing against this whole free-flowing style of learning. So it's a great back and forth to unpack.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you know what I find really engaging about Downes? He doesn't just, like, present this dry research. He's thinking out loud, you know? It's like you can almost feel him wrestling with these ideas as he's talking.
Which is so key for this kind of discussion, right? Because there are really valid points on both sides. And honestly, the most interesting stuff often comes up when you explore those areas where different perspectives clash.
100%. Okay, so let's break down how Downes frames these two learning worlds, yeah. First up, connectivism. He uses this really cool analogy. Think of your brain like a network. So instead of picturing learning as, you know, storing information like files in a cabinet, connectivism says it's all about forming connections, connections between ideas, between experiences, even like with other people.
And you see how this plays out everywhere, right? Like, how'd you learn to use the internet? You probably didn't master that by just reading the manual. You explored, you clicked around, maybe asked a friend for help when you got stuck. And through that whole process, your brain was forging all these neural pathways, making connections. That's connectivism in action.
Exactly. So much of what we learn comes from just doing. But then, you know, there's the other side, instructivism. Downes sometimes calls this control learning, which, I don't know, it has a certain ring to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, this approach is all about structure. Think traditional classrooms, lectures, textbooks, you know, those step-by-step instructions. Right. And one thing Downes points out is that this approach, while super common, it can feel very much like knowledge is being packaged and handed to you. He's even critical of what he calls federated search, where you're essentially restricted to a pre-approved list of sources.
Right.
Have you ever felt stuck in, like, an online information bubble?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what he's getting at, this idea that limiting the scope of your search, it can stifle the kind of open exploration that connectivism really encourages.
And it's important to remember, Downes isn't saying structured learning is bad. It's just one way of learning, and it's got its strengths and limitations, right? It might be great for very specific skills or when you need to get information across quickly, but does it cultivate the kind of flexible, adaptable thinking that's so crucial these days? That's what he's getting at.
Right. It's like that saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime. But here's where things get really interesting. Downes digs into the counter-arguments against free learning. And the researchers he's looking at, they make a really compelling point. They argue that turning learners loose in this unstructured environment ignores how our brains actually work.
Right, and this is where that whole cognitive load thing comes into play. The idea that our brains only have so much bandwidth to process new information at once.
Totally. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. Might get a few drops, but you're not absorbing everything.
Exactly. And if we get bombarded with too much too fast, we get overwhelmed, and that's when learning actually suffers. So there's this real need to consider that cognitive load when you're designing any kind of learning experience.
So it's like, on the one hand, you've got this idea that people learn best when they have the space to explore, make connections, you know, on their own terms.
And then on the other, there's this worry about, like, cognitive overload, this need for structure, especially for, like, brand new learners.
Right, right. And that's where Downes kind of pushes back, you know. He's like, but people learn effectively without strict guidance all the time.
Yeah. Think about it. All those self-taught programmers out there.
All right.
Or even just, like, how the internet itself came to be. There wasn't some detailed roadmap for that. It was all organic, right? Exploration, collaboration.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he has this great example. It's those hole-in-the-wall computers in India.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you heard about these? So researchers, They basically installed computers in public spaces where kids, like kids with little to no formal education, could access them.
That,
and guess what?
They just like figured it out, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
These kids, they figured out how to use them. They even learned to program on them with no direct instruction. It really challenges that whole idea that you need rigid instruction to learn, you know.
It really does.
It really does.
Which brings us to another really key point that Downs makes. He's like, true, deep understanding, it comes from practice.
Yeah.
Application. Not just like memorizing a bunch of facts from a textbook.
100%. He uses that analogy of like doctor, right? Would you rather have a doctor who aced every test in med school, but they've got zero practical experience? Or a doctor who's been in the thick of it, like actually diagnosing and treating patients?
Totally. It's that difference between knowing something in theory.
Yeah.
Versus being able to actually do it.
Exactly. And Downs takes this even further, you know? He starts to question some really big assumptions about knowledge, expertise, even how science itself works.
Okay, now we're getting into some really interesting territory.
Yeah.
He takes issue with what he sees as this very neat and tidy view of science. This like, it's reflected in the arguments against free learning. You know what I mean?
They're
presenting science as this like simple recipe. You follow the steps and boom, dash truth.
Exactly.
Like it's so straightforward.
Yeah, they specifically talk about that, the hypothetical deductive method, right? Where you start with your hypothesis, you test it, and then there you go. Scientific truth.
Right. But Downs is like, hold on a second. He's like, that is such a simplified, even like outdated view of how science actually happens.
Stop loading.
It's way more nuanced than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he brings up Thomas Kuhn, who wrote that book, what is it called? The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. Such a good one. But yeah, Kuhn's whole point was that science, it's not this perfectly linear, objective process, right? It's messy. It's social. It's constantly evolving.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like all those times in history where we thought, oh, we've got it all figured out.
Right. Exactly.
And then bam, some new discovery comes along and totally upends everything we thought we knew. So Downs is saying, like, true learning, true scientific progress, it comes from being comfortable with that uncertainty, that willingness to constantly question, even when we think we've got it figured out.
100%.
Yeah, and this ties into how Downs critiques how we view expertise, right?
Yeah.
He argues that being an expert isn't just about amassing all this information, all these facts and figures. Mm. It's about this deep, intuitive understanding of a field, right?
Mm-hmm.
He brings up personal knowledge, this concept from the philosopher Michael Polanyi, to kind of drive this home.
Oh, yes.
You familiar with that?
Yeah.
So think about any skill that you've mastered.
Yeah.
Like maybe playing an instrument or, coding or something.
Yeah.
You probably didn't do it just by memorizing facts. You learned by doing, by developing a feel for it. That intuition, you know, that's what Polanyi called personal knowledge. It's that tacit knowledge that you can't really put into words. It comes from experience, from practice, from doing the thing.
Yeah. It's like that difference between reading a cookbook and actually cooking a meal.
Yes.
Or going back to Downs' example, like knowing medical theory versus having the actual experience of like, you know, working with patients.
Exactly. And this type of knowledge, you know, that ability to recognize patterns, to make judgments, to solve problems on the fly, that's becoming even more valuable now because information is constantly being updated, challenged.
Yeah, you name it. So if we go back to that whole cognitive load argument where the researchers are saying too much freedom overwhelms learners, Downs is like, hold on a second. Learning isn't about stuffing your brain full of facts and then just like rifling through them like a mental filing cabinet when you need something.
Exactly. He's saying it's so much more dynamic than that. It's about making those connections, you know, spotting patterns, developing that intuition.
Right.
And those are capacities that are really nurtured by exploration, by experimentation, even by like, you know, struggling a bit along the way.
Oh, for sure. And he uses chess as an example, right? The researchers, they were saying that chess masters are so good because they've basically memorized thousands of board positions.
Right.
But Downs points out that's not really how it works at all. It's not about that brute force calculation, right? Like they don't win by just, you know, running through every single possibility. They win by recognizing those patterns, anticipating their opponent's moves, and then making these intuitive judgments based on a really deep understanding of the game. It's not just about what they know, but how they see the board, how they think about the game.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so we covered a lot of ground here. We've got connectivism, this idea of learning as connection making versus instructivism, which is all about that structure and guidance. We've got Downs critiquing assumptions about science, expertise, even how our brains like store knowledge.
Right.
And I think what's so cool about his argument is that it's not just theoretical. This is how we learn and adapt in the real world. Like, he's not saying that structure and guidance are never helpful. He's advocating for a more, nuanced view of learning, one that recognizes how important it is for learners to have agency to explore, to develop those capacities that allow us to thrive in a world that's like, constantly changing, super complex.
Absolutely. And that leads to a really, really crucial question. What are those essential capacities? What do we need to develop, not just to survive, but to actually thrive in this like information saturated world?
Like, what should we be focusing on?
Yeah. And that is a great question. And we are going to dig into that right after this.
So right before the break, we were really getting into it, this whole idea of like essential capacities. What do we need to really thrive in this world where everything's changing so fast and we're like drowning in information?
Yeah. And I think what Downs does so well is he pushes us past just thinking about, learning as just skills or knowledge. It's about something deeper. It's about these qualities that help us navigate complexity, become comfortable with uncertainty, even create our own knowledge.
Okay, so like, what are some of those things? What should we be focusing on?
Well, one thing that keeps coming up with him is this ability to recognize patterns, make connections.
Right.
Like we were talking about before, it's not enough to just have all these facts memorized in isolation. We have to be able to see how they relate to each other, how they fit into these bigger systems, contexts,
Totally. Like connecting the dots. You're pulling from different places, seeing the bigger picture, and then using that to actually solve problems, make decisions.
Exactly. And that ties into another big one, adaptability. The world's changing so fast now. Yeah. What we know is constantly being challenged, updated. So being able to let go of old information, bring in new perspectives, like adjust our mental models.
Yeah.
Crucial.
It's almost like we have to be okay with not knowing everything.
Yes.
Like embracing that learning never really ends.
Absolutely. And hand in hand with that, Downs talks about autonomy, because in a world with so much information, we can't just passively take in whatever's thrown at us, right?
Right, right.
We have to be able to like direct our own learning, figure out what matters to us and why.
Totally. Which kind of brings us full circle to this idea of free learning, you know? It's about giving learners the reins, encouraging them to follow their curiosity and actually engage with information. Not just like passively absorb it.
Exactly. And this isn't just about like individual growth either. Downs argues this shift toward more self-directed, connected learning, it changes everything. How we design education, workplaces, even like our societies.
Wow. So we're talking about moving away from that one-size-fits-all model of education.
Right.
Towards something way more personalized, networked.
Yeah.
Something that actually recognizes like what each learner needs.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so we covered a ton today. We started with this debate, free learning versus structured learning. Mm-hmm. And somehow we ended up exploring these huge questions about knowledge, expertise, what it even means to be a learner today.
And Downs just like throws down the gauntlet,
Yeah.
He challenges us to really examine what we think about how learning happens and what it can achieve.
He does. He really does. And he kind of leaves us with this like really important question. What are those core capacities we need to be developing in ourselves, in others? And how do we create learning environments that actually foster them? It's a challenge for sure.
It is.
But I think it's also a huge opportunity.
Oh, it totally is. And like Downs reminds us, this is a journey, right? It's not about reaching some finish line.
So true.
Keep exploring, keep connecting, keep questioning.
Keep learning.
Yes, exactly.
Love it. Well, that is all the time we have for this deep dive. Until next time, everyone, keep those brains engaged.